跟住呢就係、是、第三項嘅提問啦，就係、是、有關政府部門車輛佔用禁止停泊或專用停泊位置嘅問題。咁即係文件第114號，提問事項呢就黎偉堂提出嘅。咁請各位同事參與消防處同埋香港警務處嘅書面回應，即係文件第143同埋144號。請問各位係阿黎偉堂議員。
多謝主席。我想講警方其實冇答過問題，我想講嘅，唔好意思啊。因為我提問裏面有問到呢，就係、是、即係佢有冇啲特殊情況下係即係獲得豁免啦、啊、咁樣。咁警方係答咗問題嘅，就話即係喺規定喺道路交通條例、道路交通交通管制規例、定額罰款條例等等，其實係即係行動嘅時間係可以獲得豁免啦、啊。咁但係其實冇答到，就係其實如果喺呢啲情況以外嘅時間，咁而佢拍咗啲唔應該拍嘅地方，咁會唔會係即係有啲法律嘅後果，或者定額罰款告票會發出呢？佢咁係咪有警務人員會即係需要去被支付，或者警務處支付呢？咁樣點解我會提呢個提問呢？係因為有居民即係喺將軍澳醫院個主座大樓外嘅殘疾人士車輛個專用泊位呢，係見到有警方車輛停泊，但嗰位嘅人士呢係快拍唔到佢嘅車落去，其實係即係嗰個情況會係咁樣啦。咁一陣間可能同事都會再補充呢個情況咁樣。咁就即係所以想理解清楚，同埋就係同埋咗核證，就係如果警方係有即係冇答到嘅時間啦，就係答咗話會提醒前線人員嘅時間，係咪代表其實警方任何情況底下都係唔會被發出即係定額罰款告票，或者如果佢哋係拍咗喺啲唔合適嘅地方，其實都係冇嗰個法律後果呢？咁樣都想即係我哋想釐清下呢啲嘅情況啫。因為我見消防處其實答得好全面嘅，都係已經係多謝主席。
好。就冇其他同事就於呢個議題有意見？如果冇，我都簡單講幾句啦。因為我選區都係因為警署啦，咁過往有時呢比較多警車呢係會擺喺欣景路欣明苑門口嗰個嘅上樓客位。咁我亦都收到啲市民嘅反應呢，其實呢啲嘅車輛呢係一個待命嘅時間，即係唔係即係淨係執行緊一個有即係緊急需要嘅職務。咁而呢啲嘅車輛有時即係真係會妨礙咗居民去上落客嘅。咁所以即係希望警方都清楚返意見，即係俾返個指示你哋執行行動嘅人員啦，即係去避免去一啲即係會阻礙到市民去使用嘅上落客位置啦，尤其是即係欣景路有時多車上嚟，即係你哋兩條行車線呢係會霸佔咗一條嘅行車線嘅。咁但係呢嗰度其實都有好多嘅巴士呢係需要喺嗰度落客，咁、那個情況係唔理想嘅。黎銘澤議員。
是多謝主席。咁反映返個情況，其實都見過一啲警務人員嘅車輛，佢哋係好得意嘅，佢哋本身冇閃燈冇響啦，跟住見到紅綠燈之後就突然間閃燈，跟住衝過咗之後就即刻熄返盞燈嘅。咁我當然即係唔知道例時即係呢個係咪一個合理嘅做法或者合情嘅做法，咁但係都係想講返，其實如果警方願意去跟進嘅話，咁會唔會我哋第時拍到啲片係可以俾到警方，而由警方去處理返，即係究竟呢啲做法係咪合適呢？因為我哋見過唔少嘅情況都係即係本身佢係冇搶住燈而過馬路，即係衝燈嘅時候著咗一著，跟住之後過完就熄返咁樣。咁呢啲情況下其實係咪本身都容許？如果唔係嘅話，咁我哋可以點樣跟進咯？多謝主席。
張偉超議員。
係，多謝主席。咁都想有人提一提，因為我早排呢，其實都住喺警署隔離啦，咁多數都見到啲警車出入。咁有一次比較夜嘅時間呢，凌晨一兩點時間，我想問下，其實平時你們警方嘅習慣會唔會話，就算有緊急情況，喺呢一個新嘅情況嘅時候，會唔會都會響呢個警車嘅鳴笛嘅咧？因為我前後見到兩架衝鋒車出嚟，一架出咗警署之後咧就高調咧鳴笛同埋著燈，而另外一架跟隨佢尾嘅衝鋒車咧，其實佢淨係著燈而冇鳴笛嘅啫。我想問一下，其實到深夜時分嘅時候，其實因為其實都冇乜車喺個道路上面，究竟係咪有呢個鳴笛嘅必要呢？
好，警方可唔可以回應一下大家提問嚇？唔好意思，林少忠議員係。
唔好意思啊，主席。咁想問一問咧，就住呢啲嘅違泊或者其他相關一啲嘅警車或者電單車嗰啲都好啦。警方嗰邊咧有冇一個指引咧， 係即係令到即係響號又好，啊派一啲嘅位置，佔用咗一啲嘅地方嗰個問題咧，啊好，我有想了解多啲啊，多謝先。
黃卓娜議員。
我想就住咧警方咧經常性咧，即係我唔知道你哋到底係執勤緊定係唔係執勤緊啦，但係我個選區範圍附近咧，就經常性見到你哋嘅警車咧停泊咗喺度嘅，咁而你哋都好慣常地咧就唔跟住環保署條例咧就停車係唔會熄匙嘅，係啦，咁然之後咧你哋最近就好鍾意喺我選區附近咧就凌晨啦泊架車喺度啦唔熄匙，咁所以你哋個引擎咧其實都引起咧有啲居民投訴嘅，咁所以其實都希望就住警方咧係咪可以豁免咗停車熄匙呢一樣嘢去做一個查詢啊？唔該。
好，咁麻煩警方去唔好意思啊，大家下次早少少，鄭仲文議員。
啊，唔好意思啊，主席，啱啱先諗到啲即係有個問題，咁我想問一下咧，平時咧我見到有時候有啲時間，周日啊或者周六夜晚咧，警方咧會喺警署即係近寶仁北路嘅門口嗰度咧，佢會泊咗一部警車，咁長期咧佢係閃住一啲好勁嘅嗰啲警燈，同埋開個車頭燈嘅。咁其實咧喺周邊嘅環境，我諗相信都會影響好大。咁其實我想問一下，其實我唔知道嗰度發生咩情況啊？點解你要喺警署嘅正門，即係嗰個側門嗰、那個寶林北路嘅門口嗰度要擺一部車，然之後就響曬呢個藍紅燈咁樣咧？所以我都有啲問題嘅。好，唔該，主席。
好。有個少少差遠少少啦，即係因為依家警車都係用啲 LED 嘅警燈啦，咁就係個亮度係比以前係大咗好多，同埋我都見到依家嘅警車好多時咧，車頭大燈咧喺佢用 siren 嘅時候咧，就會係不斷喺度斬啊，咁變咗對頭嘅車行過嘅時候咧，就去斬嘅時候就個司機會好唔舒服，或者呢個要你哋去同翻警方運輸貨去。睇翻呢個問題有冇改善空間，不過可能越扯越遠啦，睇下警方點回應，唔好意思。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In my written response to this motion.I have pointed out basically the ordinance under which certain exemptions are provided to government vehicles used for police, ambulance and fire services purposes. In fact, there's quite an extensive list of the various sections under those ordinances which list out that information. In a nutshell, the simplest thing I think is to go to the legislation database online and take a look. But I can summarise in a nutshell. Basically, there are certain exemptions, particularly in respect of speed limits and traffic and traffic lights and traffic signs. Involving vehicles used for the purposes I just specified, and that they may be indicated by the sounding of a gong, bell, or siren. Also, within the CAP 374, there is a provision for without reasonable excuse. In many cases, our officers, not just our own officers, but people from the other departments, fire services, ambulance, or whatever, may need to park their vehicles as close as possible to the scene of an incident or the scene of an inquiry. Clearly, since the relevant departments have a statutory duty to take undertake certain duties, along with that duty must come also the relevant power to enable them to do it in the most efficient manner, which is basically where these without reasonable excuse defence comes out. Under the CAP 237, again, there are certain defences in relation to contraventions by government vehicles of certain sections of the parking contravention legislation. Again, those apply to the vehicles if they're being used for police, fire service, ambulance, etc. Purposes. So that's basically the legislative regime behind it. I mentioned in my written response also that we will remind our officers to basically to try to act responsibly in how they park vehicles, etc. If a police vehicle is ticketed, in fact, there is a mechanism for review of the decision about how or why the officer parked in a specific area. And basically what it involves is the ticket being referred back to the formation concerned for the management to do some kind of a review to see whether or not the decision to park at a specific place at a specific time was suitable and appropriate. Similarly for things like speeding, there are similarly also a kind of that kind of mechanism to determine whether or not, for example, the officer was attending a life and death call, emergency, something like this, which required him for operational reasons to exceed the speed limit. And basically, to reply directly to Mr. Lai's request, in a nutshell, what that means is that if the management finds that decision was not justified, then basically the officer pays the ticket. Simple as that. Okay, if I'd like to move on to the other questions which were raised. Of course, I don't really want to get into specific instances on specific roads, such as the chairman mentioned earlier, because I don't have the information. Obviously I can't talk about an individual case without the relevant information. But clearly we will ask our officers to use their judgment basically to make a decision on where is the most appropriate place to park their vehicles while they're dealing with an incident or a call. Mr. Lai asked a question about switching on the lights and alarms. As I just mentioned earlier, the legislation requires the vehicle, if it is going to go through, for example, a red light, to signify its presence by the specified measures in the ordinance. For the intermittent switching off, to be honest, I think that is comes under the all-embracing category of good practice. Clearly, if you can switch on your light, switch on your alarm for the minimum period to enable you to comply with the safety of road users and also the crossing of the junction concerned, then obviously we don't want to keep sirens and lights on forever. If we can try to minimize it to the minimum possible time, then that has the minimum impact on residents. So I would like to respond to Ms. Wong Cheng Ah. You're correct in that there are exemptions for our vehicles from having to switch off the engine while engaged in police work. I would say that although there's that exemption, that a similar type of arrangement would be implemented in respect of the review of the decision, bearing in mind that particularly in the summer months and particularly during the last few months when we've had large numbers of officers required to stand by in vehicles or in the vicinity of protest areas or whatever, there is there is a, an officer comfort and a occupational safety and health aspect to this. And clearly, my response to that would be, where it's appropriate to do so, we will ask them to switch off the engines. Where it's obviously not appropriate, then so be it. Mr. Zheng, you asked a question. Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you asked me... you asked me a question about why we will basically station vehicles sometimes outside the police station with the lights on. As I mentioned earlier on in this meeting, there have been quite a number of occasions on which basically petrol bombers have attacked the police station, and particularly on the side from Bolam, North Road, there have been quite a number of instances where the petrol bombs have been thrown from there, and as a form of deterrent, stationing officers outside means that they're in a very quick position to respond to anybody who does attack us from that side. Obviously, if they were inside the police station, that there's a time lag where they have to come out of the police station and find the relevant location first. So it's a question of basically operational exigency. If you cast your minds back a few months, members of this council will remember that there were officers off duty in plain clothes going home who were attacked by basically criminals who attacked them with choppers and knives, and inflicted serious injuries on some of our officers. As one of the countermeasures to protect the safety of our officers when they leave the police station, particularly at times of high risk, it has been necessary to park vehicles outside with officers ready, armed and ready to respond to these kind of crimes. And that basically is my explanation on those the vehicles parking on both sides of the station. The chairman mentioned about the LED lights. To be honest, I have no data on whether they're brighter or not brighter than the previous ones. Basically, I think the basic premise here would be we will try to minimise the use of lights, particularly at night time when the glare may affect other road users to the best extent we can, given the operational circumstances that I've outlined before. Thank you.
好，大家有冇即係其他嘅問題想追問？有冇即係都想簡單總結啦？因為頭先警方都講好多 exemptions， 但係就即係其實就係講緊點樣你哋有呢個 exemptions 嘅時候呢，就減低對市民嘅不便。咁所以係你哋作為一個長官去俾一個指示俾返外勤嘅人員去即係做好個評估，減低對市民嘅不便呢，其實係非常之重要嘅。希望警方可以即係去轉達啦，因為尤其是未必淨係即係將軍澳警區嘅車輛會有呢啲情況嘅，咁可能會有冲锋车啦，可能即係有交通部嘅车辆啦，或者有其他嘅警方其他部门嘅车辆都会喺将军澳或者西贡区里面執勤嘅。希望即係可以转达返，或者即係最起码譬如同总区嗰度即係讲返我哋嘅意见，希望减低对市民尤其是即係双健人士佢用到双健车位嘅影响啦。好。咁如果冇其他嘅问题嘅话呢，咁就咁我哋都
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to briefly respond to that. I will be happy to reflect the concerns that have been raised here in the Council about some of these issues, which are quite valid. Obviously, there, in any organisation the size of ours, on an issue like this, there is always room to improve, and I will be happy to bring that up to the headquarters level for perhaps more generally circulated guidelines or reminders to try to alleviate the situation. Thank you.
好，咁跟住